So my name is Luke Lewis, and I'm the Director of Publishing at Langham Literature. I've been fortunate enough to be involved with Christian Literature Ministry for now over 18 years, and 10 of those have been with Langham. And it's just really been amazing to be part of a global family and to watch both the literature program and the rest of the ministry grow over these years. Now, I've got some notes here because the literature program, and they mentioned, is quite massive. I'm involved in the distribution, the publishing side, so I've got some notes here to go through, but I'm really going to try and focus on some brief explanations just to give everyone some insight. I think there's various things that we know about and we hear about, but hopefully I'll be able to go into enough detail, but not too much, that I'll explain. So within the majority world, we look to equip leaders by focusing on these five major areas that we see there. And these areas in each way contribute to the life of a book from inception all the way through to it ending up in the reader's hands. And right across these programs, Langham is interacting, encouraging, supporting, and delivering in various ways, both through partnership and being directly involved. If we look at the first, and I would hope the most important area when we talk about books, the writer, Langham's writer development seeks to come alongside majority world authors and scholars to encourage potential authors to write and to support those who want to or are currently writing. This is usually done in the form of grants, financial support, and connecting them with relevant peers and institutions so they can complete their work, as well as providing them with a more structured coaching and training, either one-on-one or through writers' workshops. Writer development encompasses a broad range of authors who are writing at different levels and audiences, but are all writing with the Christian leader in mind. And that can be a student or a researcher or a pastor. And they are usually writing for people in their own country and region. Here on the screen, we've got Cephas Tushima, and he's from Nigeria. And Cephas received a writer's grant to write a commentary on 1 Samuel that will be appearing in the Africa Bible Commentary series. Now, depending on the situation, writer's grants can help with research trips to institutions with large libraries, or to help a particular scholar take some time out to write. If we look at a few others that have been involved here, we've got Dr. Elizabeth Mburu from Kenya. Now, for many years, Elizabeth taught her Kenyan students with a great deal of frustration as they struggled to understand the basics of good Bible interpretation. She felt much of that was down to the scarce availability of contextually relevant resources, in this case, especially textbooks, which were predominantly written in and for a Western context. So literature here heard this plea and came alongside and encouraged her to write her own textbook, which she had not really thought about until then, on African hermeneutics, which has now been completed a few years later and will be released next month. So praise the Lord for that. I mean, if we step out of the classroom, Langham also supports important works that are for the church as a whole, such as this multi-authored work, which tells the stories of Christians who lived through the Marcos regime and the period of martial law in the Philippines. Support through writer development helped bring these people together to tell their stories. And under the leadership of Melba Magee, the hope is that this book will help share important insights into the value of Christian hope and the effect Christians can have in society as a driver for positive transformation. So we've been extremely encouraged to see that although writer development supports a wide range of books, we found that over 2/3 are actually used as local textbooks, reinforcing the need and benefit to invest in those to speak into and address their local context. Now, for good writers, we actually need good editors as well, and that's something that's unfortunately overlooked quite regularly. This particular area of our ministry is really developed under Langham's senior editor, Isabel Stevenson, who can be seen there in the top right. She's here doing a writers and editor seminar in Ethiopia, and you can't really see it on the board, but she's given participants a particular health warning that says there is no good writing, there is only good rewriting. And that's true for writers, but more importantly for editors that work with writers. Langham is committed to developing capable majority world editors who help craft and clean manuscripts. The example of this we can see here, we've got Dahlia and Tanya below Isabel here. Dahlia on the left is from Jamaica and Tanya is from Sri Lanka. In their development, they've shadowed experienced editors working on manuscripts, and now they themselves work on major works, acutely aware of the challenges majority world authors face and the importance of supporting authors as they speak to their respective audiences. So we have the writers and we've got the editors, and apologies to any of those indie authors out there, but we also really need publishers. So like writers, encouragement and strategic development is vital for growth of indigenous publishing houses. Christian publishers play such a vital role in resourcing the church, but in many countries throughout the majority world, they have many barriers keeping them from doing this. Through long-term partnerships, Langham seeks to support publishing initiatives that have had a lasting impact for the church. So certainly one of our most established ministries in Langham is, of course, distribution, getting books into the hands of those that need them. And one of our largest literature programs is to support theological institutions across the majority world, serving libraries with a large catalog of evangelical books from various publishers around the world that they can select and get into their library each year. Unfortunately, for many institutions, the library budget is usually given lower priority. And in many cases, without the support of the library grant, most colleges we work with would not be able to add any new books to their library. And there's a number of staff here from the Office of Some Warehouse in Carlisle today. And Wayne, who deals with almost 700 colleges a year in their library grants, he's here as well. So you can ask him about some of the exciting stories he has after. So. More recently, in the last 6 years, we have become publishers ourselves, initially getting involved in publishing Majority World thesis and making it available back into the Majority World at affordable prices. We have found ourselves publishing essential resources for the Majority World that could not have been done otherwise. Langham now produces around 45 titles each year, with more than two-thirds of the authors being from the majority world. As caretakers of these resources, we endeavor to raise the platform of our brothers and sisters as authors through our different imprints and series. We serve pastors, students, and scholars and leaders. We have been blessed both by the support in these initiatives, but also in the response and demand from our intended recipients. In turn, these resources also bless the church here with their insight that they offer. Now, where we see all of these areas intersect is with works we refer to as major regional projects. Mainly these projects revolve around the one-volume commentaries, the first one being the Africa Bible Commentary that was started by SIM. And this particular work and its language translations has went on to sell over 200,000 copies and is now in seven languages as we speak. So, since then, we have gone on to work in partnership to help produce the South Asia Bible Commentary, the Slavic Bible Commentary, the Arabic Bible Commentary, and just very recently, the Latin American Bible Commentary. Now, these are extremely important projects, and they are really owned in the region that they come out of. So there is a various network of authors, coordinators, writers that work together in a particular region to produce them.